بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to 10th session in which we will study Surah An-Nas, and in grammar we will study imperfect tense and we will learn something about our homeworks. But first, let us start Surah An-Nas. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس قل. قل means say. أعوذ, I take refuge, برب, in the Lord, in the cherisher and sustainer, in the Rabb, الناس, of mankind, of people. Say, I take refuge in the Lord of mankind. Malikinnas. Malik, the king. Annas, mankind. Malikinnas, the king of mankind. Ilahinnas. Ilah, God. Annas, mankind again. Ilahinnas, the God of mankind. Say, I take refuge in the Lord of mankind, the king of mankind and the god of mankind. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Min, from. Min shar, from the evil of, al waswas, the whisperer. Al khannas, the one who withdraws after whispering. Min sharril waswasil khannas, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws after whispering. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. الَّذِي, the one who. يُوَسْوِسُ, whispers. يُوَسْوِسُ, whispers. فِي, in. فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, in the chests of mankind. صَدْر is chest and صُدُور, chests. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, the one who whispers in the chests of mankind, meaning in the hearts of mankind. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ, مِن, from, الْجِنَّةِ, the jinns, وَالنَّاسِ, and mankind, or people, from the jinns and the people. Let's take some of the words and their implications. رَبْ, cherisher and sustainer. And we said, when we say رَبْ, just imagine that he is controlling each and every part of our body. Millions and millions of cells are being controlled, and what is going on in them is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Rabb. He is the cherisher and sustainer, and also he is not only controlling us but the whole universe. Rabbin Nas. And Malikin Nas, he is the real, true, absolute king. He has infinite number of soldiers at his disposal, angels, and the whole universe, you know, is under his control. He is the true king. Ilahin Nas, and he is the God also. He has all kinds of powers, natural and supernatural powers. He is Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. So just feel the immense power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you recite these verses. And then we say, min sharril waswasil khannas. Shar is evil or suffering, and also anything that leads to evil or suffering, even though it may appear to be good. For example, a sin may be enjoyable for a while, but it leads to terrible suffering in the end. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Waswas, the whisperer. The one who whispers, and this is the function of shaitan. Al-khannas, the one who withdraws after whispering. So shaitan is in one of the two states. Either he is doing waswasa, whenever a person is forgetful, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan is there doing waswasa. And as soon as a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does his dhikr, he just withdraws, khannas. And he forgets, again he comes back. As you know, in English we say, an empty man's brain is devil's workshop. So he's always there. He's there to complete his mission. And his mission is to take each one of us to hellfire, because he has challenged this in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, shaitan is not stupid. He could whisper even Adam alayhi salam. So where do we stand? Just imagine. And he's very experienced. From the time of Adam alayhi salam, he has been whispering and misleading people. He has misled maybe billions of people. So he is very, very experienced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Who is our real enemy? Shaytan. Quran says, Shaytan is your enemy. So be an enemy to him.
Allahu Akbar.
فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. In the chests of mankind. And chest is the outer region of heart. Heart is at the center. So chest is like backyard or lawn of this house in which heart resides. And whenever Shaitan feels that the person inside the heart is sleeping, it attacks through whispering. If heart is alive or wakes up, then Shaitan runs away. His whisper attacks fail. But if it is ghafil, if it is neglectful, if it is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan may succeed. There are many beautiful sayings about why Surah An-Nas is at the end of the Quran. Some of them are, even if you have knowledge, even if you know the whole Quran, you have to be continuously aware and fight the whisperings of shaitan till death. Till death. Remember, you cannot hit shaitan. You cannot kill shaitan, you cannot even see him, and you cannot convince him. The only complete and perfect solution to fight shaitan is to take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his dhikr. And also one of the ways we can implement it is by reciting it at the end of every salah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and also remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible in our daily life. Whenever you read it every day, let us implement, ask, evaluate, plan, propagate the formula there. When we take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we ask, request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us His refuge, then also we should evaluate. For example, how many times we fell into trap of shaitan yesterday or so far? Why? Because of bad friends, because of bad things that we have, then we should try to avoid them. Say astaghfirullah and plan to avoid them. And then propagate. And also, for example, when we are trying to study Quran and understand Quran, let shaitan not stop this, because shaitan must be burning, you know, with anger or with revenge as to why you are studying Quran, and how can he stop you from studying Quran, from getting you connected or as connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this program of understanding is stopped, not necessarily this program, but any program through which you understand Quran is stopped, check, because shaitan has succeeded in stopping us otherwise. Now we come to grammar. We have covered so far huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu, and hiya, she, and rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum, rabbi, rabbuna, rabbuha, and 8 prepositions, la and li, 4. Min, from, an, with, ma'a, with, and bi, in, and fi, in, and also ala, on, and ila, too. And we also have practiced these 8 prepositions by joining with hu, hum, ka, kum, hi, na, and ha. In the last class, we also learned past tense, fa'ala, he did. Please translate, fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. فَعَلْتُمْ, you all did. فَعَلْتُ, I did. فَعَلْنَا, we did. Now let us repeat in Arabic and talk to Arabs. فَعَلَ, فَعَلُوا. فَعَلَ, فَعَلُوا. فَعَلْتَ, فَعَلْتُمْ. فَعَلْتَ, فَعَلْتُمْ. فَعَلْتُ, فَعَلْنَا. فَعَلْتُ, فَعَلْنَا. And practice now with me. فَعَلَ, فَعَلُوا. فَعَلْتَ, فَعَلْتُمْ. فَعَلْتُ, فَعَلْنَا. فَعَلَ, فَعَلُوا. فَعَلْتَ, فَعَلْتُمْ. فَعَلْتُ, فَعَلْنَا. Remember that almost 5,000 words of the Quran have come on these patterns. So these patterns are extremely important. And you know, try to do these exercises with action. These are only 5-6 minutes of exercise, but they are extremely precious. It will help you understand and remember these forms very easily.
Allahu Akbar.
Now we come to another tense. Please note that Arabic has only 2 tenses. Thank God. They are not 3, otherwise the things would have been more challenging. I would say not problematic. Take it as challenge. Don't say it is difficult or problem. Just say challenge. Take it positively. But anyway, فعل ماضي, which is past tense, or more appropriately, perfect tense, and فعل مضارع, which is imperfect tense. Which is imperfect tense. فعل ماضي, which has been done, completed. فعل مضارع, which has not been done yet. Which has not been completed yet. Which means either it is going on or will be done. مضارع means either it is going on or will be done. Not complete yet. So we'll do six forms of فعل مضارع. And also note that almost 5,000 words of the Quran have come on these patterns. So let us do that with TPI. And also please note the difference now. I would like you to be very specific here. When we say, when we practice past tense, فَعَلَ, keep your hand low, voice low. فَعَلَ, he did. فَعَلُوا, they did. فَعَلْتَ, you did. فَعَلْتُمْ, you all did. فَعَلْتُ, I did. فَعَلْنَا, we did. When you say يَفْعَلُوا, your voice is higher and your sign, your level of your hand or pointing is higher, the eye level. So يَفْعَلُوا, he does. So please translate after me, repeat after me. يَفْعَلُ, he does. يَفْعَلُ, he does. يَفْعَلُونَ, they do. يَفْعَلُونَ, they do. تَفْعَلُ, you do. تَفْعَلُ, you do. تَفْعَلُونَ, you do. تَفْعَلُونَ, you do. أَفْعَلُ, I do. أَفْعَلُ, I do. نَفْعَلُ, we do. نَفْعَلُ, we do. Now once more. يَفْعَلُ, he does. يَفْعَلُ, he does. يَفْعَلُونَ, they do. يَفْعَلُونَ, they do. تَفْعَلُ, you do. تَفْعَلُ, you do. تَفْعَلُونَ, you do. تَفْعَلُونَ, you do. أَفْعَلُ, I do. أَفْعَلُ, I do. نَفْعَلُ, we do. نَفْعَلُ, we do. Now translate. يَفْعَلُ, he does. يَفْعَلُونَ, they do. تَفْعَلُ, you do. تَفْعَلُونَ, you do. أَفْعَلُ, I do. نَفْعَلُ, we do. Once more. يفعل, he does. يفعلون, they do. تفعل, you do. تفعلون, you do. أفعل, I do. نفعل, we do. Now repeat after me, and we are talking to Arabs now. يفعل, يفعلون. يفعل, يفعلون. تفعل, تفعلون. تفعل, تفعلون. أفعل, نفعل. أفعل, نفعل. Once more. Now repeat after me, and we are talking to Arabs now. يفعل يفعلون يفعل يفعلون تفعل تفعلون تفعل تفعلون أفعل نفعل أفعل نفعل. And now lastly, repeat with me, and again we are talking to Arabs. يفعل يفعلون تفعل تفعلون أفعل نفعل. يفعل يفعلون تفعل تفعلون أفعل نفعل. I would like you to notice one more thing. Last time we said, when it is past tense, فَعَلَ, فَعَلُوا, فَعَلْتَ, فَعَلْتُمْ, فَعَلْتُ, فَعَلْنَا. Endings were changing. In this one, beginnings change. يَفْعَلُ, يَفْعَلُونَ, تَفْعَلُ, تَفْعَلُونَ, أَفْعَلُ, نَفْعَلُ, يَا, يَا, تَ, تَ, أَ, نَا. Just forget about una, una, na at the end. For the time being, but more important is just remember the beginning forms ya, ya, ta, ta, na, yatan, yatan. As I explained you yesterday, that if I stand in the middle of the road, I can recognize anything that is coming towards me by looking at its front end only, and that we have drawn by a plane which is landing. And if you stand near the middle of the strip, then you can see only the front face, and on the front face we have shown ya, ta. Now we come to learning tip. We'll talk about homeworks. We have given you almost 8 tips so far. That our brain has huge capacity, which is largely unused. We have to create as many flashes as possible, take a deep breath, and try to read, write, say, see, do, so that 95% retention is there, and think big and colorful, learn with love and love and enthusiasm, and learn the meanings with an example, and lastly, revise next hour, next day, next week, next month, and so on. To accommodate all these, we have suggested 7 homeworks.
Allahu Akbar.
2 on recitation, and we will just focus on 2 today, and I will discuss more because of time limit. What do I mean by 2 on recitation? Recite the Quran from the Mushaf for at least 5 minutes if you don't have the habit. Our target is to read 1 juz, 1 para per day. But to begin with, at least, if you don't have the habit, recite from the Mushaf at least for 5 minutes, that is first. And also recite from your memory for at least 5 minutes. When you are walking, going to masjid, coming back, or going to your work, or doing anything at home which does not require your mental involvement, you can recite. So 2 homeworks are for tilawa. At least 5 minutes recitation from the Mushaf and at least 5 minutes recitation from your memory, whatever you have memorized. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us fulfill all the rights of the Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.